The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Opening music. Good morning, everyone. I'm Peter Boyles in for the fellas, Jeff and Billy. It's a Thursday morning, April the 4th, 2024. Runs up the steps in Philadelphia, and he turns. Wow, that's really it's one of my favorite films. Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, 710 Kane U.S. All right, if you were calling before and we were either on hold or got a busy, 303-696-1971. It's Thursday morning, 710 Kane U.S. 73 will be the high and 74 on Friday. So what has happened is normal is not a word we use about the Saturday show, but normally I'm on Saturday morning and I'm taking off to go see my brother. So Kelly Michaels said, well, we'll do the old switcheroo because Saturday is the Republican convention in Pueblo. And Billy's going to anchor in the studio at 710. And Jeff's going down to Pueblo. He'll be with us here in a little bit, and we'll talk with Jeffrey about what's going to go on in Pueblo. So the boys will be back tomorrow morning, and I'll be back in a week. The question of the morning, and it's been really good stuff, is what will happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Have a lot of things to read. Blake Olson in the newsroom has the news, and my boy, one more time, it is yours.
All right, heavyweight champ, 39 and sunny in Denver, expecting highs in the mid-70s today. The 710 five-day forecast is coming up. Our top story, Denver Mayor Mike Johnston trying to reduce gun violence in the city. His goal is to reduce gun violence in Denver by 20% this year. He says he'll do it by working with people in the most vulnerable neighborhoods. In Chicago, no gun zones haven't worked, but Colorado pushing the Sensitive Spaces Bill, which passed the Colorado Senate, but has been amended. Senator Sonia Jaquez Lewis.
We aligned the bill with the Supreme Court rulings of Bruin and Heller. And so now the five sensitive spaces are legislative assemblies, polling centers, schools, government buildings.
Parks and churches would not be included. There was a shooting Wednesday along West Federal that left two people with non-life-threatening injuries. It happened after a dispute broke out between two people. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirming that one of the wolves reintroduced into the state has killed a calf in Grand County. This is what ranchers were concerned about. CPW says the rancher will be eligible for compensation for the loss of the calf. Emergency crews still trying to reach hundreds of people in need of rescue in Taiwan after the magnitude 7.4 earthquake killing at least 9 people. It's the worst in 25 years in Taiwan. Severe turbulence on a Southwest flight that was diverted to Tampa Wednesday left 2 people injured. It is under investigation. First Lady Jill Biden on the tube Wednesday, and she is extremely confident in her husband.
So when these polls, like the Wall Street Journal one, land in the White House and he's losing in all the battleground states.
No, he's not losing in all the battleground states. He's coming up and he's even or doing better. So you know what? Once people start to focus in and they see their two choices, it's obvious that Joe will win this election.
Just focus in. 36 in Broomfield, 37 in Aurora, 39 in Denver. Nuggets going for three straight tonight at the Clippers. Avs in action in Minnesota. The Cubs sweep the Rockies. Remember, opening day tomorrow at 2:12. The Rockies are 1-6. Peter is in for Jeff and Billy. And the legend continues. Blake Olson, News Talk 710, KNULS. I'm thinking about your question, Peter.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's coming down to me once again that the if he were to win and go to prison, the suburbs and the small towns would enforce law and order. The cities would not. They're blue cities, and there would be riots in the streets.
But who would riot?
Well, I think your callers have said that Antifa, whatever they want to.
What would be in it for them?
No, I'm saying if Trump won, that was one of your questions. Was,
no, if he was convicted, yeah. Goes, but still wins the 2024.
Yeah, okay. So to answer your question, I don't think there would be riots on the right. I think there would be small groups, of course. But I think cooler heads would prevail, and they would protect their towns and communities outside the cities, and work to fight it once again. I don't think you're going to see another January 6th, if that's what you're
I don't know. I mean, it's one of those open ended.
I don't think that would happen. I mean, I think people feel safer in red areas than they do in blue areas. Yeah. I mean, I think they do.
I'm finishing this book about how they got John Gotti, and this moment, and it's been written about before, where they're flying John Gotti to prison, and he turns to the gathered media and said, there's going to come a time when you're going to want me back, where you're going to wish I was back. Mm. And because wherever one of those guys lived, a made mafia guy, there wasn't any trouble. There wasn't any crime. It's
true.
Just people were left,
right.
They kept it safe.
And, be careful what you wish for.
Indeed.
Yep.
All right. Good job. Thanks, man.
Hey, great job.
710 KNUS. Time for the weather, Kelly. It's time to go. Morning, everybody. On the 4th of April, Peter Boyle's in for the fellows. They will be back tomorrow, and they got Saturday morning coming to you from the Republican Convention in Pueblo. So here is the lead question, 303-696-1971. Been thinking and reading about this. What will or what would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Would we be headed for a civil war? If he's convicted, goes to prison, and wins the 2024, what would happen? So many different things to read. Let me start. Wow, they just loaded up real quick. By the way, 303-696-1971. Peter Frank's quote is BS. The right don't riot. Look for that to happen. Morning, Pete. The right won't riot. We have too much work. That was our thing, too much work to do. Supporting liberal kids. And home detention in the White House. This one says he cannot pardon himself in the New York case. I think there's a couple more above here. Yeah. Mayor Micro Mikey wants to reduce gun violence by only 20%. Doesn't utter the phrase gang violence. Gang violence is gun violence. This one says Donald Trump has not even been charged with insurrection. As I said, that's coming into RICO. Next one is Trump is not going to prison on baseless partisan charges. It's not the question, but it's okay. All right, go to Joe. Joe, you're on a radio show. Good morning. It's Thursday, and thank you.
Well, if the kangaroo courts with the Democrat jury.
All I'm asking you is what would happen. Listen, Joe, don't start. Joe, please. Just tell me what you think would happen if it would happen.
Okay, I'm trying to.
No, you're not.
Sentence.
No, you're not.
Well, I'm sorry. Why are you jumping in?
Are you
angry?
Joe, listen. You're a gift.
Look, I'm trying to.
Don't tell me about
point.
The kangaroo courts. Tell me about what would happen if Trump goes to prison.
Okay, I'm about to.
Okay.
if the kangaroo court with the Democrat jury comes back with a guilty verdict, it's going to be our moment of truth for the Supreme Court to jump in and take law and order back to the court system. Because what's happening is a mockery of justice. We all know it. Maybe you're not willing to admit it. But these justices that are convoluting the law to try to get some joker case on Donald Trump.
Joe, you've not answered the question. Let me try you again. What do you think would happen?
Again, Donald Trump will become president. And if the left wants to have the violent reaction that they had last time Donald Trump became president, I think this time what will happen is conservatives are ready with their Kyle Rittenhouse moment. They will respond with defense. If they want to attack, they will meet justice.
So what you're
Kyle Rittenhouse moment.
Well, Rittenhouse is a guy that went and shot people. So what are you saying?
He shot because they were going to kill him.
No, listen, Joe, you do these crazy explanations. What I'm asking you is, Rittenhouse armed himself and went and got involved. Are you saying that's what would happen?
What he did was defend his life.
I thank you as always. That's impossible. Francis, you're on a radio show. Good morning. It's a Thursday, and thank you.
Hey, Peter, how's it going?
Good, man.
That's good. Hey, here's the thing that I think is more likely to happen here is that I think as these cases progress, and in particular the records case, because that is a self-proving case, that it's going to become clearer and clearer, and veil of deniability or living in denial like some of the Trump supporters have been doing is going to kind of lift. And I think it's going to likely lead to him not being elected. I think a lot of people will simply not vote for somebody who's likely to be convicted of a crime.
How likely is it that Donald Trump would go to jail or go to prison?
That's a really good question. I'm not sure about that. The other scenario, I think it would be probably not likely. I think it's not likely. I think that even if he fell within some sort of sentencing guidelines or something, a judge would find a way around it.
He's facing four different criminal cases, and these aren't civil; these are criminal. And he is the first American president or ex-president to ever face a criminal beef. Nixon, of course, gets the El Paso, and what would happen? Should Donald Trump go to jail?
I think if it comes down to that, which I really hope it doesn't, because it just seems there is a definite component of this of lawfare, but the problem is, look, folks, like, please, everybody take a step back. None of this is Donald Trump being a victim, even though he adopts the role. He did all of these things. I mean, he put himself in these positions. Nobody put him there. He did it. And so I honestly think if he did get convicted, I think that there would be a strong chance of rioting by a very vocal kind of cult-like minority. I think that they would throw a fit. And I think that it may require, the rest of us and everybody else, and perhaps even some form of paramilitary or military intervention, to put the kids back at the kiddie table. I don't know what else you can do. I mean, I think there's a fair chance of that, because you can hear it in the voice of some of these folks. I mean, you can hear it in the voice of your prior caller. I mean, they're looking for an excuse to go ape. And that's what's going on here. They feel there's almost like a vindictiveness, a mean-spirited kind of, they want this to happen. They want it to happen. And it's unhealthy. It's an unhealthy thing. I mean,
and here we stand.
I don't know what else to say.
I mean, the possibility.
You know what else?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You know what else I think could happen? And this would be kind of what I'd root for, I think, is that as these cases progress, And like I say, the other most of, I think the three other cases outside of the Records case in Georgia, this could definitely happen. I think that if you get jurors in a jury that are going to look at this situation and say, even if this guy is guilty, are we going to find him guilty? Because it's just baiting the problem. And so there's a chance that mm-hmm. I think jurors, knowing the bigger picture, may find a way out for him. That's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, this is analysis, not comparison. But I'm reading John Gleason's book right now called The Gotti Wars. And this guy was the lead prosecutor when they got John Gotti. And it was federal. And I'm almost done with the book. I mean, I know the outcome. You know what happens. You know, Sammy Gravano rolls over. But I didn't realize all the internal parts of the justice system, the judges, and how they distrust each other. They don't trust one another in these cases. And that's really what triggered immediately, or not immediately, but I wanted to do a show, as planning on doing it Saturday, about what would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison. And the possibility that Trump could become president while in prison. I mean, yeah. I don't know if it's remote, but what would it trigger? It would trigger a constitutional crisis. And
yes, it would.
He would be, if he is thrown in prison and qualified to be on the ballot in every state, what happened here in Colorado was a joke. But he got elected, and his attorneys yep. would know not. They'd argue that he should not be in prison because it would impede him from doing his job, elected president. And if any of that works, and the only person I found I could read was this Douglas Brinkley, who's at Rice University's presidential historian, and he said he said it was plausible that Trump could be president and while in prison.
And in jail. Yeah. It does make the vice presidential choice really something. I think the vice presidential choice for either party here now really matters. And I don't know how the Democrats are going to shoehorn Kamala out of there. Yeah. I'm kind of like you. I seriously don't think Biden's going to be the man when come election day. I think there's going to be a way that they're going to find a way to get him out. I don't know.
We're running up on time. And we really are, because it was on March 31 in 68 that Lyndon Johnson went on national TV and said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to run. This is before Bobby Kennedy has been assassinated, but he's been clipped pretty bad by Gene McCarthy, and Bobby Kennedy's getting in. They hate each other, but he knows it will. And plus he realizes the lies that he's told and what the world he's created. And it falls to Hubert Humphrey, his vice president, who Richard Nixon beat.
It's interesting.
Yeah, no,
that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. I wonder. Hey, Peter, before I go, I'm going to opening day tomorrow, but can I give you a Rockies joke?
Sure.
Just to leave on a good note.
Yep.
Okay. What's the difference between Dick Monfort and Dinger?
And Dick Monfort and who?
And Dinger, the mascot.
Oh, the mascot? I don't know.
Okay. One is a pantsless, obese embarrassment, and the other's the mascot.
Another mascot. What the Rockies are what, 1-6 now or something?
They're god awful. I mean, my buddy and I were going to the opening day. We decided to get tickets. And we kind of asked ourselves, are we doing the right thing?
And it's not. Apparently, it's not sold out. Apparently, the opening day is not. I read this last night. I don't know if it's true that the opening day. I mean, it's. Why?
It wasn't hard to get tickets. There was a lot available.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought these things yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's going to be 75 degrees, and
it's
you can't sell out that stadium on opening day.
Well,
I mean, man, that's got to be telling them something, doesn't it?
Well, what I'm told by people like Sandy and the Hitman and everybody that really know this business, they say that he guys in the catbird seat. Because when the Cubs come to town, everybody grew up in Chicago goes to the game. The Pirates come to town. Everybody from Pittsburgh goes to the game. And so he's making bank, as my kids say. He's making big bank. And so what's he care, right? It's like,
oh, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't. There's almost no hope for this ever changing.
And we're underway. Thank you, man. Enjoy tomorrow.
303-696-9600.
1971. Good morning, everyone. Jeff will join us this morning, and off and on we'll talk about it. But the boys are in, be back tomorrow, and they're in Pueblo. Jeff's in Pueblo, and Billy's in the Anchor on Saturday. 303-696-1971. The possibility of Donald Trump becoming president while in prison. And what will happen? Let me read a bunch of things off the wall here. Who on the right's going to go after their, who is the right going to go after with their guns? The big problem is downtown Denver isn't safe anymore. Yo, Pete, if Trump is convicted, it would be like the Super Bowl win. There will be riots nationwide instead of just one city that may lead to civil war. You've been talking about this for a long time. Yeah, well, of course. And this country has had a civil war. 303-696-1971. It is an interesting question. If you remember, Donald Trump himself wanted to lock Hillary Clinton up. Should Trump go to jail, the 2024 election would become a referendum on that question is really, and I thought about that too. Remember the chant? Lock her up to the wall. And again, I said this is analysis, not comparison, but that's missed. Your comparison of Donald Trump to John Gotti. No. Is pathetic indictment of your own faulty thought process. It's pathetic. Donald Trump is guilty of nothing. I never once said it was a comparison. What I said was it wasn't a comparison. It was an analysis because I was, and continue the book. I'm almost done with it. It's called The Gotti Wars, written by a guy named John Gleason, who was lead prosecutor on when Sammy Gravano flips. And I was very clear, at least I thought, that I wasn't comparing them. But you hear what you hear. And yet Bill's wife did not go to jail when Trump won. And yet Hillary Clinton. Well, that you're absolutely right. I mean, from my reading, and we got to pause here, Donald Trump faces these criminal charges, and there's 27 people that Donald Trump said they all belonged in jail. Hillary Clinton, of course, that great chant. He once said Biden and Barack Obama should be in jail for 50 years. Wondered why Marco Rubio hadn't faced criminal charges yet. And by the way, every one of those people, none of them had been charged with any crimes. 27 people is the list. Trump has stated and otherwise suggested they should be indicted or jailed. And it's ironic, perhaps, that he calls for the prosecution of political opponents and now finds himself the defendant. 303-696-1971. Lines are open. It is your turn. A nice looking day. 73 is the high. I'm Peter Boyle's in for the guys, for Jeff and Billy. Stay here. ...2024. I'm Peter Boyle sitting in for the guys, and they're back tomorrow, Thursday morning, 73 the high. Tomorrow, Friday, 74 degrees. Really interesting morning. The probability, or the possibility, perhaps, of Donald Trump ending up in jail. And I think it's a real possibility. If Donald Trump, elected president in 2024, but is serving in a state prison, perhaps, or federal prison, in January 28, 2025, which is the swear-in date, and the president, can you imagine asking what happens? So what happens if Trump goes to jail and the presidential election takes place and he wins? What would happen? And it's interesting stuff. He was elected in 2024. I mean, if elected in 2024, and indeed to terminate the Constitution. So I love the question, 303-696-1971. To this guy that sent me the quote that I was comparing Donald Trump to John Gotti, which, I, of course, I wasn't. But then he goes on, you misquoted me. You read Donald Trump is guilty of nothing. You left the part out. He is the best president in 160 years. Next one. What happens if New Jersey Senator Bob Panetta goes to jail? He and his wife are indicted with a lot of proof. I'm okay. My favorite is if Spartacus had a what? If Spartacus had a Piper Cub. Okay, still great, you know. I am Spartacus. It's a great moment. 303-696-1971. So what do you think? The possibility of Trump becoming president while in prison. And I was mentioning the only person I could find and was this presidential historian at Rice University, who really his name was Douglas Brinkley. I'm trying to get him on the radio show. We've just did this in too quick a time. But he's a presidential historian. He's a professor of history at Rice University. And he said the possibility is remote, but it's plausible. He could be in prison. He could be president. And it's plausible. It could happen. We're just not talking about pie in the sky. It's your turn. Lines are open again, 303-696-1971. Former President Trump faces 91, some people say no, not 91 anymore, felony counts after being indicted four times within the last year. He's accused in Georgia. He's accused in D.C. of plotting to overturn the 2020. He's accused in Florida of hoarding classified documents, in Manhattan for falsifying the business records stemming from the hush money payments made during the 2016. And there are those cases go on. And what could happen? Back to the wall. Wouldn't he be eligible for probation? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, who would? I thought you had to do X amount of time before you came up before the parole board, but it's still there. Yesterday was not a good day. There are concerns that are raised about the collateral required for the bond that Donald Trump posted, and this guy's kind of iffy. And there seems to be, again, all of this turnaround. And the possibility of Donald Trump becoming president, I think, while in prison, I'm sure it's remote, but not to mention it would likely trigger a constitutional crisis. He would be, say, thrown in prison, qualify on a ballot in every state and get elected. Then what would happen? And his lawyers would no doubt argue that he should be released. That was one of the things I wrote down. Would they let him out? Would he just say, okay, you're out now? To the wall again. No one answered, so in the war, who's killing who? I'm not a Trump fan. Will whomever come for me? Again, it's one of those, I'll follow it. So not long ago, and this is the interesting part, is that Donald Trump, the chant to lock her up, and now he's on the other end of that. He also said Joe Biden and Barack Obama should be in jail for 50 years. He's facing ongoing federal investigations. These probes, they haven't. The 15th of April is Stormy Daniels. And I've read about it, and I think a lot of you folks have read about it as well. And the one part of that, and I did, like, it's great to be quasi-retired or semi-retired, and that you can just sort of spend your afternoon reading, and more to the stuff about the National Enquirer. And Karen McDougal, I think, is the other woman. She had been the playmate. And they fixed her up. She became a columnist or a fitness, and they put her on she made the cover of a couple magazines. And according to what I'm reading about it, it was a fix. Same thing is true with the Stormy Daniels money. Where did the 130, I think was the number, where did the 130 come from? And one of the one of his chief accusers says, well, that money came from campaign funds. And again, you know, what happens if that happens? And I guess Stormy's willing to take the stand. I think Karen McDougal is, and indicts the National Enquirer as well. So the wall answered the dang question for the third time. What's the question? No one answered, so in the war, who is killing who? I'm not a Trump fan, but whomever will come for me? I have no idea. I mean, that's answer the question. If that's the question, who would come for you? To the wall. The real question is, would Melania show up for conjugal visits? Oh, wise guy, eh? Next one. If Trump went to prison, Peter Boyles would be ecstatic. No, come on. What I really like about talk radio at this point of all the years of being able to do it, being such a gift to be able to do a show, is how people interpret a question. And like the other fellow, all right, let's make it simple. They should all be in jail. They're all ambitious, self-centered, and only care about their legacy and want more power. All right, do we got time, sir, to go take calls? All right, 303-696-1971. We'll begin with Ron. Hey, Ron, you're on the radio show on a Thursday morning. Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, brother.
Hey, I'm not sure, you know, I don't think anybody's sure what would happen if he gets convicted of something and goes to jail. But I think most people with any common sense are going to take a look at all the stuff Joe Biden has done and, you know, vote for the agenda and the policy rather than, well, I hope,
it's still
the man.
With respect, come back to the question, please.
I'm going there.
All right.
All else fails. That's why the vice president pick is so important. If he wins, he can't serve for one reason or another. The vice president takes over, right?
That's how it's set up. Yeah.
Well, that's my answer to the question. That's why I'm hoping that, you know, number one, that people vote for the agenda rather than the man, and number two, that he picks a good conservative vice president rather than establishment rhino.
And it comes to that moment, and Mike Rosen, who I have immense respect and care for, we always argued about voting for the party, voting for the man. And Mike's position always was, you always vote for the party. And mine was, no, you know, you have to look at the man and who he or the woman, who she is. And do you think that plays out in any of this? And by the way, I want to add one more question to you. Who do you like as vice president for Donald Trump?
Well, the first question is, unfortunately, from what I observed over the years, it's whoever is popular wins the presidency. Like, you know, people hated John Kerry, so Junior, you know, got in. People hated Hillary, so Trump got in.
Mm-hmm.
People hated Trump at the time, so Biden got in.
It's all true.
So, you know, I'm sorry, what was the second question?
Who do you like for a VP?
You know, I'm not even sure. I don't like. I like Tim Scott as a person, but I don't think he'd be too weak as a president. You know, I'm not even sure yet. But there's a lot of people I don't like that he's thrown out there.
That, you know, that's how people vote, and we've been over this 1,000 times. In, you know, greater than 6 out of 10 times, voters vote against someone as opposed to for someone. And back to what you said early on, people so disliked Hillary Clinton that they voted for Donald Trump. And it goes on and on and on. Somewhere, Lyndon Johnson, well, more than knew it, he knew what was going to happen to him, and he wasn't going to take a beating, so he walked. You know, your points are all good ones, yeah.
I'll tell you what, whoever he picks, you know, there's a small chance or even a bigger chance that Biden won't serve out the 4 years. So whoever Trump picks, got to be like more than Kamala Harris.
No, and again, you're right. I finished this book. We'll hope we get this guy on the show about the final two and a half weeks, three weeks that leads up to the Japanese surrender. And Harry Truman has been picked as vice president. He was in the dark. He knew nothing about the atomic bomb. He knew nothing about any of that. And they finally sat him down. I think he was president for a couple of days before they sat him down and said, they called it the S1, that we have a bomb. And, you know, it's a fascinating book. And what they were going to do. And then a guy does three diaries. He does Stettinius. He does, he talks a lot, what's Tui Spots and Hirohito. And what where they're leading, but the interesting part, which goes back to what you said about a vice president, and FDR sick, very sick, and they know how. I don't know if they know how totally sick he is, but he's sick. They got rid of Henry Wallace, and they bring this guy in from Missouri. He's a compromise.
Yeah,
but it just then he has to ultimately make the decision. And he doesn't blink.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't blink. He just does it. So,
He was good. He was one of the good ones.
But, when he left office, his approval ratings were down around his ankles. But, people had rejected him, but, Korea and all the different things were taking place. But, he and his wife, with their luggage, walked. Can you imagine this? Walked to Union Station, got on the train and went back to Missouri.
Yeah. Antifa or something. But back to the popularity thing, I think in 2020, people just hated Trump. And, the news media kept pounding on it. And a lot of people didn't know about the perverted, cringy, corrupt things that Biden did at that time. Mm. So now they mostly know about it. So I'm hoping that...
Do you think that compare and contrast, Biden plays a great game of hide and seek, and Trump can't keep his mouth shut.
There's also a lot of I hated Trump in 2020, but he did have my bank account fed and some of the black voters saying this. He did keep my bank account fed. Mm-hmm. Things were better, and I hate the guy, but I'm going to vote for him anyway because he made it better.
What you're saying is really it's possible. I mean, what will happen? But the question is, it's real. I mean, I think the reaction to it this morning, if he's convicted, goes. But when's the 2024? That's the one that's, these are short time questions. Remember, this is only April. So we got, May, June, July, August, September, October, bang, you're voting. So 6 months, that's a lifetime in politics, but dot, 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 what would happen?
And right.
The first trial's coming, the April 15th, it starts, it's Stormy Daniels.
Yeah, that whole thing is ridiculous. Shh, it costs money. Shh, it's just a non-disclosure trial. He's saying, money.
But one of the charges that are made are there were campaign funds.
A lot of these cases were precedents where nothing actually absolutely happened. I mean, the so-called Stormy Daniels thing, we had the John Edwards precedent. Documents we had Hillary and Biden, which. Neither of them had the authority to take any documents. Trump, as a president, it's questionable, but it's a lot much stronger position than either of those two.
No, so, again, everything you say, the hush money story is, and plus there's his former attorney is going to be one of the more powerful people they're going to talk. Stormy's going to take the stand. I don't know if Karen McDougal takes the stand or not. And we will see. Another really great call. I'll give you the last comment.
Yeah, Cohen's been a convicted liar. So, I mean, how much credibility can he
have? No, listen, He takes the witness stand. He's been in the jail. But I don't know. I mean, Stormy's a porn star. But she, boy, the things that she has said, it's a rough go. I mean, here's a guy whose wife just gave birth.
Yeah.
And they all pretty much tell the same story, except Donald Trump says they're all liars.
Yeah, well, pretty much she did it willingly, and she wanted to be on The Apprentice.
There's no question that. But then what they were afraid of was that she would tell the story, and they paid her off. It's not the first time.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah, no, I don't think she had that. Yeah.
I'd like to see the non-disclosure agreement that Congress has.
Oh, well, that's, again, he is without sin cast the first stone, but the part of it is that what she says happened, and Karen McDougal, backs the story, and the other guy tells the same story. The one that's interesting, and we got a break, is what happened inside of the National Enquirer when they were killing stories. And there's a friendship between Donald Trump and the publisher of the Enquirer, and they have two or three other one of those mags. And would that be the first time? No.
Between social media, Facebook, and the federal government.
Yeah, but if it's true, then what do you do? All right, man, good call. Thank you. Thank you a lot. All right, we got to pull the pin here a little bit. 303-696-1971. Again, lines are open. What would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Morning, everybody. The fourth morning of April, 2024, Thursday. Peter Boyle's in for the fellas, and they'll be back tomorrow. Then they're working Saturday as well. A couple of beautiful days, 73 the high today, Friday, 74 degrees. A lot to read. The wall has been flying. Calls are great. Let me see. This is on behavior. A prerequisite for being president is criminal activity. Or behavior, huh? Peter, Vice President Donald Trump Jr. His own son won't stab him in the back, and he can trust his own son. And that's the best pick ever for the president. That's a slap at Pence. I so detest Trump, I will vote for Biden even though I don't care for him, but either Trump is a pig. My apologies to pigs. Election will bring sparks from the left and fuel from the right. Will the spark meet the fuel? That may be the best text of the morning. When the communists put down the people's representatives, the people put down the communists. Not often, if you think about it, during that moment, not often. What will happen to the country? How will you react if Donald Trump goes to prison, goes to jail? And it's interesting, much will depend on the Supreme Court, and that's come up a bunch of times this morning, but presidential immunity defense, well, Richard Nixon never tried to pull that. He got a pardon from Gerald Ford, but Richard Nixon, remember, he used to try and argue that he had presidential immunity in the idea this was for his eyes only, and no one said that was the right thing. And they argue that Donald Trump should be completely shielded from criminal prosecution over any actions he carried out while in the White House, which the high court, they'll begin that hearing on the 25th of April. And there's four major prosecutions. So Donald Trump is not going to be sealed inside of a federal penitentiary for all eternity, but increasingly a wide range of actions for which he is being prosecuted is slowly chipping away at the likelihood that he will evade. And that's what this historian from Rice said. Back to the wall. when Trump is in prison, the justice system worked. Remember, that was Nixon. And I didn't realize this until I read Ken Jackson's book on Nixon. I thought that they had made the deal in advance. I thought that the deal was cut, that if Nixon resigned, he had the pardon in his back pocket. He did not. And Gerald Ford, trying to avoid what was going to be a show trial, and not just because Nixon was guilty of sin. And he knew. I've had people that listen, oh, he never knew. Yes, he did. He totally knew what his plumbers had done and what he angles these people at Daniel Ellsberg. And then when they get into the Watergate, he knows about it. He doesn't know exactly about going into the Democratic headquarters, but a couple of days later, he knows. And then they begin what was the cover-up. And there was hush money, and you know, how much money that they gave to people to this day is probably not clear, but they gave money to people. Howard Hunt had all that money that was given to him. And a lot of people believe that that money came from the Teamsters. That was the buyout for Jimmy Hoffa. Remember that? That when for the first time in a long time, a major labor union, the Teamsters, backed a Republican. And that was for getting Jimmy Hoffa out. Jimmy Hoffa, Nixon springs Jimmy Hoffa, which ultimately leads to his death. So we'll get everybody's calls in here. What would happen if Donald Trump goes to prison? Are we headed for a civil war?
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.